Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quell moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Platt moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Platt reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Platt scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lottigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Stevens scores. Stevens moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker bunts towards first. Stevens fields the ball and throws to Zaldak covering. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Platt is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling scores. Platt moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger bunts towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Mancuso moves to third. Christman moves to second. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. There goes Christman trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Christman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Farrick now pitching. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. QL reaches second base with a double. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Platt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Mark Christman. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.